Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I pray you that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Well, I just ask for you, sister, that's listening today. Just so that anything that's spiritually dangerous to her is revealed and removed, and for her salvation and her safekeeping, and for her all the way until the end, and for the same for anybody that she's praying for, any loved ones that you've placed in her life, and that also that she has a heart to pray for, to lay down her own life and die to self and be about your kingdom and about souls that are around her, that she really sees how important that is. And eternity is, and how unimportant this life is. I ask all these prayers in Jesus' name, amen. So talking about times of judgment, going through Isaiah 33, talking about you shall not see a people of a fierce language that can't perceive, right? Understanding what's going on. In order to understand what he's doing, you have to understand that you are Satan, okay? All right, mankind is in line with Satan, okay? Revelation 13, the number of the name of a man, okay, how Jesus says, how he talks about men, okay, how it's all the same kingdom. You need to understand that, because if you don't understand that, you won't understand his judgment, and you won't understand what he sends upon, what he's going to be sending upon this country, okay. You have to understand that the fullness of the true gospel, okay, and how dangerous all this stuff is with the New Age movement moving into the church. And the self-esteem and the this, that, you know, you need to love yourself and, you know, that you're good and you need to tell people they're good and all that stuff. What happens is then you don't see that you're Satan. You believe that you're a Christian and that you're saved, that Jesus is good, but you believe you're kind of still good too, okay? And when you don't understand that, or other people, hopefully you do understand that, but if you don't, right, you need to understand that from the scriptures, okay? That doesn't work that way, okay? You know, just, again, listening to scriptures I've already read about how we're evil, okay? And you really need to believe that, because what you need to understand about Christ, okay? He says, I would that you were either hot or cold, okay? And then Elijah, he says, how long haunt you between two opinions, okay? Between these two places, okay? There's no middle ground with God, okay? There's no middle, there's heaven and there's hell. There's eternal bliss and joy and happiness with God in heaven. And there's eternal pain and suffering and weeping and gnashing of teeth and fire in hell. There is no middle ground. Evil is evil. If he says you are evil, you are completely evil. 100% head to toe, top to bottom, not a drop of good, period. If he says who is good but God, then only God is good, nothing else, nobody else. That's it, period. Man, evil, God, good. There is no in between. I need to make this clear, because so many Christians, whether they can see it or not, believe there is an in between within themselves. And if you don't understand that you are Satan, then you won't fully die to self. Because when you see clear that God is good, you've received his spirit, okay? You need to depend and put everything, not holding on to a single drop of yourself because you're evil and wicked, but 100% everything into the spirit, everything, and let him remake your inner man, but every last drop and every last molecule of yourself is absolutely wicked and evil, not kind of evil, not somewhat evil, but fully evil. And you need to slay it daily. Slay it. That's what it means, okay, to take up your cross. Look at what happened to Jesus Christ on the cross. That's you. That's you. Kill it. Kill it. Kill it. Okay? Kill yourself when you rise up against God. When your pride, when your own life, your own will, your own desires, okay? The Holy Spirit gives you a command softly and gently with that quiet, still small voice. And then you rise up and say something back and rebel. Kill it. Mercilessly. Kill it. So you can be in the fullness of the gospel and in the right spot at the revelation of Christ when he comes. And you have to understand that for yourself fully and do it. Do it. You are Satan. Kill it. Mercilessly. Be brand new and transformed through the power of God. A new creature, not kind of new, not half hatched, not half in, half out. Okay? Not a deformed, strange thing that's in between two places. No, fully out of this world. Fully out of your own life, fully out of this place. Brand new butterfly, brand new, Okay? Transformed. Not stuck in between. Different. Brand new creature. Different. You need to receive the fullness of that gospel and run away from this satanic teaching that has infiltrated the church. That you're good somehow. You're not. You're evil, wicked, bad. Okay? Run from yourself. Run from your life and kill it. Be brand new through the power of the Spirit and receive the fullness of the gospel. Be a brand new creature so you can be in the fullness of the gospel of Christ. Okay? Where you need to be so that you're far away from judgment when this place is judged. Okay? And the wrath of God is dispensed upon this place. Far away from it and safe. Nice and tucked away and hidden in Christ. But you need to understand the fullness of that truth that you are Satan. You are evil. You are wicked. So that you can be in the right place when the time comes, and you can tell the truth to those who have not received it or did not want to receive it, okay, when the time comes, so you can bring them also too into eternal life, and so that you can understand what's going on, because you have to understand that that's the foundation. The truth of the real gospel is the foundation for understanding the judgment that's coming upon the United States. That's the only way you're going to understand, like it says in Isaiah 33, what's going on. I'll leave it there for today. Pray for any sister starting her day, Father, that she has a wonderful day growing closer and closer to you, bearing fruit in you, and just really seeing that you're all that matters and that you made her. And the only thing that's ever going to make her truly happy is obeying you. Ask all these crazy voices in Jesus' name, amen.